This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Blogs is where you can find him. Joe Posnanski was with us just now talking a little Major League Baseball. Here we are on the eve of opening day. So I know we talked about maybe some depressing stuff that could happen a year from now or just at the end of the season, but let's be optimistic as we go into this. And, the AL Central does seem a little bit of a conundrum outside of the White Sox. And if you look at what anybody's writing about or what people think about the AL Central going into the season, I really think it's anybody's race because you just don't know. And I think in the Central especially, like, bullpens can be all the difference that you have in the Central to try to win this. And we've seen this time and time again where teams that have the best bullpen in the Central tend to fare well, and the end of the season always seems to be exciting and meaningful. And I think that's kind of the way we look at the Guardians or / Indians in the past and said, okay, look, can they be meaningful? Are they playing meaningful games? How far can they take this thing? And man, can they finally get a World Series while I'm alive? I think those are the big priorities in life when it comes to our baseball team here in town. Jeff, just give me your feeling going into tomorrow and what this team is, what it could be, and what maybe some of the pitfalls are.
All right. When I look at the team, one question keeps popping into my head, and it's, is this team really built to compete and make a really big run this year? And I have a hard time just looking at the team and thinking yes. And we talked about this yesterday a little bit, and if I'm going to look at it optimistically, I'm going to look at it this way. And, look around the positions. I think you actually have an outfield now that's pretty good hitting-wise. I think it's the best hitting outfield we've had in, I can't even put a date on it. Stephen Kwan's terrific. I really like Lane Thomas as an upgrade in center. He answers the question, who's your center fielder? Mm-hmm. And he also answers the question, can your center fielder hit? The answer is yes, the center fielder can hit. And I personally really like the idea of Nolan Jones and Jonkenzie Noel in right field. And if one of them becomes really, really good, well, then maybe you don't platoon. But and I feel bad because Will Brennan seems like a great guy. I love the idea of Jones and Noel more than Will Brennan and Noel. So I'm okay with the outfield. And it's the first time I've been able to say that in a long time, Andy. And then I look around the infield, and my fingers are crossed at first base. Although you do have other options. You can play Noel there. You can play Nolan Jones there. Remember, Nolan came up He was a shortstop early, I believe, and then became a third baseman. And then moved, played first, and plays the outfield. But, you know, he was originally an infielder. He can play at first base. So there are four basic guys you can play at first base if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe Arias, I don't have any idea. Bezzano will be there eventually. We know that. I'm hoping Rocchio is the hitter that he was in the playoffs or close to it. And we know Jose's a stud. And I don't really care if my catcher is one of the better offensive catchers in baseball. It'd be nice. We'll see. Most important thing for a Guardians catcher is to handle the pitching staff. And so I'm actually, in some ways, more pleased with the lineup than I've been in some time, mainly because of the outfield. And, you know, I'm assuming they'll figure out how to get enough offense out of first base, even though Josh Naylor was just a no-brainer. I still don't quite get it. And pitching staff, the concern I have there, last year the bullpen was so good. And Stephen Vogt rode it like a rented mule. And I wonder if those guys all bounce back okay. And I wonder if the new guys who are in can perform up to the level of the guys that were out there last year. And the rotation is three big question marks. And I hope that they answer those in a positive way. And I trust the Guardians when it comes to pitching. Yeah. So though I'm not overly optimistic, Andy, I trust this team because they keep putting out competitive products. And in some ways, I actually like this team better than teams in the past, as recently as last year's team, the outfield.
I'm looking at, so Fangraphs does some pretty cool stuff with what they look at your lineup and just kind of going through it. I thought the interesting thing was what they have at second base. So what they do is they do selected projected players and how much time they'll get. Dan, have you ever seen this? I think you'd enjoy this too. Off the depth chart. And so, you know, Kwan at 96%, Thomas at 81%. And so I think it's interesting that the split that they have in right field for Nolan Jones and Johnkenzie Noel, that Nolan Jones is a 50-50 split on the season on playing time, with Noel coming in at 20%. And then, obviously, you know, Will Brennan's not here, but they still have him at 18%. So if you kind of project it out and see, you know, the expectation is for him to come up here. I thought the interesting part of it, and I mean, Ramirez is easy. He's 93%. Santana's pretty easy, too, at 75%. But second base still, you know, we sat here the entire preseason or spring training and thought, what are they doing at second? What are they doing at second? And I think it's interesting that they have Arias there at 35%, but they have Brito sitting there at 30, thinking, you know what, he is 2 seconds away from being here and being a starting second baseman for the team. And then also they had Bezzano at 15%.
Don't you think? I do. I think Brito could be the starting second baseman by May.
I absolutely agree. Or, if Arias struggles out of the gate, then it's time to say goodbye.
And Brito has to hit.
Yeah.
And so if Brito goes to Columbus and hits and Arias doesn't hit here, I think you'll see a switch sooner rather than later. If Arias comes up and hits like he did, he went down to Columbus last year and actually worked on some things that paid off for him and hit much better in Columbus. If that carries over and he can do that, great. I would think that he can hang on to the job. But we've seen a lot of Gabe Arias, and I don't know that any of it fills us with huge confidence that he's going to be long-term. He doesn't have to be long-term. He's just got to be there good enough until either Brito's ready or till Bezzano's ready.
I mean, you look at Bezzano, he's at 15%. So, I mean, and I think, you know, when you look at some of this Fangraphs, I love Fangraphs. I just think they do some pretty cool stuff on here and that you can – and you really can get a good look not only at the current team, but you can get a look at – what the team's going to look like down the road as they, you know, they go back and they look into the minor leagues too. So, but again, these are just they're just kind of predictions on what we're going to see in the outfield this year. So I'm looking forward to. I think they're okay. Are they going to be competitive in the American League Central? You bet they are. I think they'll be competitive all season long. The Tigers at the end of the year kind of scared me a little bit because they started to make a run there at the end, and I don't know what they're going to look like, you know, at the same time this year or next year. I don't know if they're going to look at the same time, sorry, end of the season, as they do right now or as they did at the end of last season. But I don't know. I think my eyes are on the Tigers. I know. I just think it's anybody's game. Like, I can't sink my teeth into one game and go, ah, it's over. Up, they're the Dodgers. See you later. Peace. Bye. Drop the mic. What do you see in the Central, Jeff?
I think the Twins are due to do some things. And I think Kansas City has some interesting young talent. That doesn't help us any.
No.
I wish I could tell you.
Is it good that we're kind of all in limbo about this? I mean, does this give you hope that this team can go back and take the Central and try to give another run for a World Series here? Is it good that we're in this spot? Because,
Andy,
I mean, they didn't do a whole lot in the offseason, as usual.
Man, I can't look at this team and think World Series.
I didn't last year.
I don't this year. I just don't. And can they surprise us? Sure, maybe they could surprise us. I just don't. I don't see that right now. I don't think this is that talented of a team. Could it become that? Yeah, maybe. Maybe they surprise us.
But are they closer to first or closer to fifth? Because I can't tell you how many times I've read a projection saying, they're going to be fourth. Fourth place in the AL Central this year.
I base it on track record and pitching ability. I would think that this team is closer to first place than it is to last.
I got a bunch of predictions here. Like CBS, there were a couple that had – there was at least one that had them at fourth. Yahoo's got them at fourth. But there's a couple you see at second. It's hard to find anybody that thinks the Guardians are going to win the Central. It's almost impossible. Dan, thoughts? Where are they, closer to first or are they closer to fifth?
They're closer to first than they are to fifth, because fifth is going to be so low. The White Sox team is a train wreck.
They're a couple of years away.
They're a few years away, and they might be a few years away from being a few years away.
Yeah.
So it's,
although they have some good young talent. It's just not really knocking on the door yet.
Right. They're in single A, double A, all that kind of stuff.
They have a pitcher named Noah Schultz who's like considered the next Randy Johnson, big tall lefty who's supposed to be really good.
My Twins thing is, if you can tell me Byron Buxton, Royce Lewis, and Carlos Correa
are going to be healthy,
play 350 games.
Yes, again.
If those three play 350 games combined, then the Twins will win this division.
Yeah.
The problem is, I don't think those three are going to play 350 games combined.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Royce Lewis is already hurt.
Yeah, he yanked a hammy. So the Royals are the ones that I look at and go, okay, this is legit. The Tigers, I wonder how much of the bullpen chaos swoon kicks in, because you can't live 162 games with that. And the way they did it down the stretch, good for them. But I wonder if you can replicate that a second time of bullpen chaos. So, you know, maybe another year of Riley Green. Carpenter steps up as well. The Tigers could be pretty good.
I think the Tigers could be tough.
Yeah.
I really do. I think they might.
I do too.
Royals, Guards, Tigers is how I would look at it. And then maybe Twins. Either that, or you could swap Tigers and Twins. I just don't think you're going to get 350 games out of Buxton, Correa, and Royce Lewis.
ESPN says 78 wins. Over or under? Jeff?
How many again?
78. 78 and 84.
I'll go over.
I'll go over too. I think they can get to 80. I mean, even if it's just two more wins than what they're projecting. What do you think, Dan?
They'll go over. They always finish over 500. It's very rare that they're under 500.
Yeah, but again, this is kind of where we are, though, with the entire team, right? That we're all kind of, let's just see what happens. Well, we were kind of that way with the Cavs, too, in the beginning of the year, too, and then they kind of ran through expectations, because you kept saying to your Cavs, well, what did the Cavs do in the offseason? All they did was change coaches, and boom, look what you got. I just see what Stephen Vogt's got in sophomore year, too. I don't know why I'm weighing that heavy, but I want to see what he learned last year.
Is my concern about the bullpen valid? A lot of use last year, and I wonder, you know, can those guys, the guys who are going to be asked to do it again, can they do it again? And the other guys who are asked to step in there, can they do it?
Are we worried about Clase at all? I think it's going to be tough to repeat what he did last year.
Bullpen guys go up and down, Andy. So I worried, no. Be as dominant as he was last year, I'd be stunned. Mm. Only because he was so good last year.
All right, Chris Rose will join us at 1 o'clock. I do want to talk Guardians with you. I mean, here we are, baseball eve. Are you pumped? Are you feeling it? Plus, there's also another story that could make college athletics a little bit more interesting. We'll get into that too. Chris Rose at 1 o'clock. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.